So at that point, Rob said, well, since we don't have any justice in the courts, in cases where people do harm to us, we will right away defend ourselves.
Policemen were arming white thugs and white racists to attack nonviolent students. They will look the other way. The armed services of the United States, the police officials, the Justice Department will look the other way and will say that we can't catch these people. We're sorry. We've done everything we can do to prevent violence against the Negro. But now, in a little case in Monroe, North Carolina, where Negroes gallantly, who were outnumbered and outgunned, gallantly rose to the defense of their homes and their persons, that these Negroes were criticized for defending themselves, perhaps they would prefer to have seen us die. Anyone who can think logically can see that these Minutemen, these fascists, racists, are being armed and they are mobilizing of fascist elements that will be turned loose on Afro-Americans who get out of line. And to get out of line means Afro-Americans who petition militantly for their constitutional rights, for their human rights. This campaign in our homes is completely divorced from the campaign of the Freedom Riders and the students who were picketing on a nonviolent line. But in our homes, where our communities were being invaded by white racists and thugs, we were arming ourselves to defend ourselves. And if we hadn't been armed, we would have been the victims of one of the first pogroms of modern times against the Afro-Americans.
We will meet their violence with our violence. And, oh my God, the press just blew that all out of proportions. They said Robert Williams was advocating the indiscriminate slaughter of white babies in their cribs. It was a system of segregation that was fighting for its life, and they were going to do everything they could to crush any movement that was going on, that was coming up.
Because our branch was a branch organized and supported mostly by young people. Most of the officials were veterans of the Second World War. And we became very militant in our attitude. And we won the name of being the most militant branch of the whole National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. But naturally, we couldn't win this title without antagonizing a lot of the people who prevent Negroes from enjoying human rights in the United States.